I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom hits a new low in Uzbekistan. According to Forum 18 News, police raided one children's camp and they're trying to take the property of another. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
The state does not want to buy the land back from the UECB. Instead, they want to confiscate it and then turn around and sell the land to somebody else.
SGA-supported churches are praying that the case gets thrown out of court. Will you join them?
We need to pray that the Lord would move in the hearts of the authorities to change the situation on the ground in Uzbekistan.
Next, things appear to be settling down in Somalia. However, Open Door says appearances can be deceiving. Last fall's elections helped to stabilize the country, but the new government is inexperienced and underfunded. There are also rumors of trouble with clans and the Islamist insurgents, Al-Shabaab. An Open Doors worker noted that the greater instability means greater difficulty for believers to function. Would you pray that God would intervene on their behalf? And we want to tell you about a missions opportunity for teachers. The Mission Society's K-12 school in Bolivia is looking for volunteer Christian teachers this fall. Len Phillips with the Mission Society says the school is their ministry tool.
We really see the school as just a tremendous bridge into the Bolivian culture and society and a great avenue for sharing the transforming power of Jesus Christ with our students and families.
You don't have to know Spanish. You just need to love teaching kids and have a heart for the Lord. Even if you can't volunteer, would you pray for the school's ministry? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News during the Wake Me Up summer campaign. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.